So last August, a week or two after that long drive to school I told you about, one in which I didn't have to stop for snacks because you all had given me plenty of candy bars for the journey, just a little bit after getting back to school, I ran into a very interesting Bible verse. It was Isaiah 43:19. And in that verse, the Lord says, "See, I am doing something new." And then he asks a question, "Do you not perceive it?" So that seemed like a really good line to me. It seemed pretty applicable to me. I had just been ordained a deacon a few months earlier, and God was still bringing all these new experiences into my life. I was doing baptisms and weddings and even some funerals. These were new things that God was doing through me. And so at the time I ran into that verse, I thought, well, yeah, obviously God is doing new things in me. It's pretty easy to perceive it. But that verse stuck with me the whole year because there were more things going on than I realized at first. Deeper things, things that really did take some extra time to perceive. Pentecost is one of the biggest feasts in the church. Many call it the church's birthday. It's one of the few things where the vigil mass is actually a special one. It's different. If you came last night, you would have heard totally different readings. You wouldn't have heard a different homily because I've only got so much time, but Christmas and Easter are the only two things that I can think of that have their own vigil other than Pentecost. It's a big deal. And so at this great feast of Pentecost, what are we celebrating? We're celebrating God doing something new. Never before had the Spirit of life, the Spirit of God, been sent out upon the world like it was at the Pentecost. Never before had this river of grace come forth from God and been accessible to so many people. This new thing that God was doing, this breathing of His Holy Spirit into the church, out upon the world, that was something everybody could see. Because when God breathes, His Spirit especially, but whenever God breathes in the Bible, this isn't something small. It's a big deal. The first time we hear about it is when He breathes life into human beings in Genesis. When God breathes, life is created. Life enters the world. So at Pentecost, then, it's a new beginning. Something is being created. A new life is being created. God breathes life into the church. And because the church is made up of people of you and of me, God breathes new life into each one of us. He recreates us. And in this recreation, He gives us a new purpose. He gives us a new way to live. I was doing a little bit of reading, and it explained that when God breathed life into us, it took this law, it took all these wonderful things Jesus said, the Beatitudes, you know, and it took the Ten Commandments, it took all that stuff. Love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, all these great things. When God breathed, those were written onto our hearts. That law went from words that we hear to something that lives inside of us. Writing on your heart is not something that you can see, though. It's not something easily perceptible. Lucky for us, though, at the first Pentecost that we hear about, God gave us a really good hint that something big had happened when He set people's heads on fire. Well, tongues of fire above their heads, but it's more fun the other way. Something big had happened. But these tongues of fire, they faded. But the Holy Spirit never left. It didn't fade. Because the Pentecost never really ended. This is another thing that's somewhat hard to perceive sometimes. But God sent His Spirit out into the world, and there it remains, even today. Even today, God continues to breathe new life into His church. Even today, God continues to breathe new life into each and every one of us here, into his people, the people of God. The Holy Spirit came into the world on Pentecost, and it never left. God continues to do something new every moment of every day. I was thinking about this, thinking of what examples could I give of this, and so many came to mind. Children are born every day, and they're baptized every day. They receive their new life right at the beginning of their human life. Then at the Easter Vigil, adults and so many other people were baptized. They were received into the church, and God breathed new life into them. Every time we go to confession, God pulls us up out of sinfulness, and he breathes new life into our souls, drawing us back to himself. In just a few moments, when we celebrate the Eucharist, when we receive the Eucharist, God enters into us and transforms us and turns us into something new, in a way, bringing new life to us. And then, as if all that wasn't enough, there's been a few things on my mind lately. In particular, our entire diocese recently celebrated ordinations for 3 new deacons and 2 new priests. New life for our church. Every single one of these things is a work of the Spirit. It's a work where God is doing something new. But it's more than just these big ways that the Spirit works. God works in ways that are smaller for each one of us every day of our lives. And these are sometimes very hard to see. But it's important that we try to find them. Because when we know what God is trying to do in our lives, what God wants us to be doing, what he's trying to do with us, we can cooperate with him more easily. And that's a good thing, because when we cooperate with God, we go to heaven. And that's where we all want to go, right? So how can we hear? How can we understand what God wants to be doing with us? How can we understand how his Spirit is talking to us every day of our lives? One way is by following all these teachings that are laid out for us by Christ and explained by his church. Because when we follow these teachings, we grow closer to God. And we can kind of see how God works. And so we see something and it's like, oh, that's God's work. I should pay attention to that. We see something else like, that's not from God. I shouldn't do that. So we can recognize these things more easily. And another way we can do this is through prayer. I'm not talking about the rosary or saying your prayers before bed. These are great things. Don't stop doing them. Don't say I told you not to do that. That's not true. But the kind of prayer I'm talking about is where we're listening more than anything else. It's the kind of prayer where you turn off all that stuff in the background. So the radio, the TV, the computer, whatever. No more Parks and Rec for the night for me, you know, things like that. Then I turn off that voice in the back of my head that's always badgering me about this or that. And that's hard to do because this noise, it just wants to get in there. But in this kind of prayer, you do your best to make that all kind of fade into the background. And it's in that quiet stillness, once you finally get that quiet stillness in your heart, that God speaks. Remember, it's in the whisper that God speaks. So only when we shut off all that noise can we perceive all these new things that God wants to work through us, through his Holy Spirit. And when we do that, when we allow God to send his Spirit into our hearts, when we cooperate with him, when we allow him to do with us whatever he's got planned for us, we are truly participating in this great feast of the Pentecost, even now, 2,000 years later.